Okay.
So, welcome to tonight's class then. And this is this week, or actually that's for us from Monday, we've got a 9-day celebration that I, in the last email that I sent out, had a link onto my blog, and there's lots more information about this big Hindu festival called Vasant Navratri. And basically, Navratri means 9 nights. So it's a 9-night festival, and it's split into chunks of 3 nights. So every 3 days, a different element of the divine feminine is celebrated. And we refer to the divine feminine as Shakti. So it's a different form of the goddess on each of those 3 nights. So the first 3 nights were we celebrated the goddess Durga. And tonight, for the next 3 nights, is going to be the goddess Lakshmi. And that's where, how we're going to honour that element of the divine goddess through our practice tonight. And then the last 3 nights are going to be the goddess Saraswati. So if anybody is coming along to next Monday night's 2-hour Easter special, then that is all going to be culminating in the goddess Saraswati with elements of Durga and Lakshmi in there as well, but predominantly with the goddess Saraswati. So to begin our practice tonight, let's just take a comfortable seated position. Doesn't matter how you sit necessarily, you can kneel, sit cross-legged, stretch your legs out ahead, but try to find equal weight over both sitting bones. And just gently close your eyes. And let's just begin to connect with the breath. Bless you. Actually, I am burning incense, so if that's what's making you sneeze, then do tell me if it's... Because it generally does always blow in one direction, and somebody always gets the full force, so don't hesitate to tell me if it's blowing right into your face. Good. So just allowing yourself to settle and begin to tune into your breath, and as you're finding a regular, even, rhythmic breath, and just taking time to feel into your posture and letting your spine lengthen and broaden into its natural curves, drawing your ears back over the sitting bones, letting the shoulders release down into the back, softening your facial muscles, just checking out how the physical body is feeling tonight. And just noticing how your energy levels are feeling, any emotions that arise, just acknowledging them, honoring exactly where you are, and not trying to change anything, but just accepting that that's the way things are tonight. And tonight is all about the goddess Lakshmi. And the goddess Lakshmi is often known as and associated with beauty and abundance of spiritual wealth, just as much as an abundance of material wealth. So she's often associated with fertility and with abundant harvests, and in some traditions in India, she's even said to appear in cow dung. Not a very glamorous image. Most images of Lakshmi are a lot more kind of pretty. And she's often seen kind of in resting or standing on or sitting in a lotus flower. And the lotus is the symbol of fertility, so the symbol of abundance of life. And lotus flowers take its strength from kind of the mud and then grow upwards. And so as it blossoms out, even though its roots are immersed in mud and it blossoms above the water into this completely pure and uncontaminated beauty, it represents this kind of essence of spiritual perfection, this movement of moving out of the dark and into the light. So I'd love us now to just begin to take Lotus Mudra to begin to capture that element of abundance. So just bringing the heels of your hands together
and taking the outside edges of your thumbs together and the kind of outside edges of your little finger, letting the other fingers just kind of slightly unfurl. So you've got like a little cup in your hands, and just having that in front of your heart, letting your shoulders be nice and relaxed though. And just holding it there. And as you connect to the breath, breathing gently and evenly through the nose. And just considering what positive qualities, what qualities are lacking in abundance in your life, what qualities you would like to invite in to your life. And perhaps it's wealth, either spiritual or material wealth. Perhaps it's willpower. Perhaps it's love. Perhaps it's joy. Whatever your life is lacking right now, just allow your lotus flower to absorb it, to capture it, to soak it up. And to invite this Lakshmi essence into our practice tonight, I'd love us to chant together just a one-line chant to honour the goddess. And the chant is Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. So quite straightforward. So we'll do it three times call and response, and then twice but all together, followed by a nice long om at the end of that fifth repetition. So three times call and response to begin. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Hrim Krim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Your turn. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Your turn. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. All together. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Hrim Shrim Krim Maha Lakshmiye Namaha. Just that chant is really just a form of blessing, a blessing of peace and prosperity and harmony. So as well as your positive quality that you're holding in your lotus flower tonight, just surrounding yourself and those you meet on your path with abundant blessings of peace, prosperity and harmony. And then from here, I'd love us as we inhale, just to let the fingers just slightly splay apart, but keep the connection between thumbs and little fingers. And as you exhale, turn the fingers down towards the earth and bring the nail beds together, bring the knuckles together and the backs of the hands together, just like the roots of the lotus flower now moving down to the earth. As you exhale, as you inhale, revolve the hands up, back to your lotus flower, taking your lotus flower up to the sky overhead. And as you exhale, the roots going back down into the earth as your fingers move down to the earth. As you're inhaling, the fingers are turning up that positive cup through the lotus flower, offering up. And on the exhaling, rooting and grounding your roots back into the dark space and the mud of the earth. And continuing that a few more times, drawing your lotus cup up to the sky to be filled, and exhaling and drawing the hands back down, back into the earth.
Just taking a couple more rounds, synchronizing this movement with your breath so it becomes a movement meditation.
And then one last round, taking the arms up as you inhale with your lotus mudra. And as you exhale, bringing the fingers down into the mat. And this time as you inhale, we're going to take the fingers up in our lotus mudra. And as we exhale, we're going to pull the elbows into the ribs and back behind. As you inhale, the lotus mudra goes up. And exhale and forcefully pull the elbows back. And we're going to speed that up again. Inhaling and exhaling, just getting a little bit of heat. Make it more kind of a fluid motion. Taking the arms overhead, and if it feels natural for you to almost have a forceful exhalation down the nose as well, almost like Kapalabhati breath, with a kind of motion through the nose, and that's absolutely fine. We're just generating heat here in the core, around the shoulder girdle. Good. So keep going, speeding up a little bit. Keep the navel anchored in. Good. Great. And then as you next inhale, let's reach the mudra up to the sky. Just let that warmth and energy from the shoulders just ease down into the rest of the body. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, we're going to spin the heart to the left, bringing the right hand across towards the left knee. The left hand behind the left hip, revolving the head if it's appropriate for your neck, or keeping the chin over the chest. Let's take a big in-breath, take the arms back overhead to your lotus flower, and exhale, twisting to the right, bringing left hand over to right knee, keeping the pelvis stable, so rolling that right hip slightly forwards and down. The twist happens just from the navel rather than the pelvis. Let's take an in-breath, take our mudra back to the sky. As you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart. Good. If you're sitting on a block or a blanket, just wiggle off of that. And we're just going to rest on our sitting bones and bring ourselves up into a soft boat pose. To a soft Navasana. If you've got lower back issues and you don't want to take your feet off the floor, that's absolutely fine. As you inhale, let's offer our lotus flower up to the sky and let our bodies form that same shape of the cup. So extending the legs out if you can, point through the toes a little bit, lift up through the navel, take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's bring the mudra down, the hands down, crisscross your shins, and let's roll all the way over onto all fours. Good. And then tuck under your toes and pressing back to downward facing dog. Good. So as it's our first downward dog of the evening, you might want to pedal out your heels, do a few yeses and nos through the head and the neck. Sway the hips a little, undulate the spine, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, let's lower the knees back down onto the floor, and you can soften out the toes, so point the toes to the back of your mat as you rock your hips back towards your heels in an extended child's pose, and then drawing your right arm towards you. And as you inhale, you're going to lift up back through table and bring the right arm all the way over like you're doing front crawl to the front of your mat and draw it back. Then the left hand comes back as you inhale, the sit bones are rocked back, up and over as you exhale. And let's alternate sides, bringing the right hand back as you inhale, up and over, good. And exhale, drawing it in. Inhaling, up and over, and exhale. And one more time to each side. Inhaling, good. And exhaling. Finally, the left side. Inhale, good. And exhale. And then spread out your fingers, reach through every digit and sucker the pads and the roots of your fingers down into the earth. And as you inhale, draw yourself forward and up to all fours. Extend the heart forwards, lift the tail. And as you exhale, round the spine like a cat. Taking an in-breath and opening the heart, draw the shoulders into the back. And on the exhale, curling the tail under, pressing the earth away. Just one more. Inhale, keep the navel lifting up to the spine. And exhale, and get nice and round. Take an in-breath, tuck under your toes. And as you exhale, rock your bum back towards your heels and press back to downward facing dog once again. Stepping your feet on the midline of your mat. And as you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky. Spread out the toes. Squeeze the knee into the navel, rounding the back and shifting the shoulders forwards. And then placing that right foot alongside your right thumb. And we're going to lower the back knee down onto the mat. So a bit of extra padding or double up your mat if you need it under that back knee. Bringing your hands forwards into Lotus Mudra. And as you inhale, let's lift the mudra, lift the torso, lift the heart up to the sky. Keep the tail drawing in. Keep drawing the outer right hip back. Every breath, lifting the heart, lifting your intention. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's bring the hands all the way back down and place your left hand just off your mat. Tuck the back toes under, lift the back knee, and take your right arm, sweep it back to the back of your mat about shoulder height. Take an in-breath, you're going to bring it along as though you're drawing a line along the horizon all the way to the front of the mat, and then take it up and over like a half moon as you exhale. Inhale from your hip all the way forwards like a lighthouse beam. Exhale up and over. Inhale all the way forwards. And exhale up and over. Good. Lower the back knee down. Either taking your right hand on your right knee or taking your right hand up to the sky with one long span between the wrists. Or you can squeeze that back left heel in and grab hold of your left ankle or toes or foot with your right hand. And then spin your right shoulder back over the left. And just feel the openness across the heart. And if you've got hold of that ankle, the openness in the front of that left quad. And breathe gently, take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's come out of that gentle twist. Bring the hands down and step back to downward facing dog. I'm going to do exactly the same on the other side. So the left leg lifts to the sky. Squeeze knee to chest, rounding and shifting, and then placing that foot alongside your thumb. Lower the back knee down. Bring your hands forwards into Lotus Mudra. And as you inhale, bring the arms up together with the heart and the torso. Offering that cup of abundance up to the sky. Keep the navel drawing in and up, the tail drawing towards the pubic bone. And don't kind of separate away from your navel center with the heart. Keep those floating ribs anchored. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's bring the hands all the way down. And we're going to take our right hand off the edge of the mat, flat palm. Lift the right knee off the floor. And then as you inhale, taking your left hand back. Good. Drawing it along the horizon out on an even line at shoulder height to the front of your mat. As you exhale, take it up and over behind you. Inhale, taking the arm forwards. Exhale, up, over, and back to the hip. Good, one more. Inhale, and exhale. Great. Lovely. You can lower the back knee down. either one long line between the wrists or hand to the knee, or squeezing that right heel in now and reaching back with your left fingers to grab hold of the foot, the ankle or shin, wherever you can grab a hold of. And everybody spinning the heart to the sky, creating this beautiful bow in the spine. And that is going to be the kind of undercurrent of our practice tonight, this heart opening, so that we can fill ourselves from the heart with abundance. Taking an in-breath, and on the exhale, gently release where you are, bring the hands down, and step back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's rise onto the tiptoes, suck up through the inner thighs, out of the sitting bones, let the sitting bones broaden, and then curl your tail over so you get the lift in the navel, and keeping that connection to your fire in your belly, wave the heart forwards into the top of a push-up, lower the knees as you exhale, bend the elbows, and come down onto your tummy. As you inhale, coming up to cobra, elbows in, shoulders into the back, and exhale and press the floor away and press back to downward facing dog. Good, rising on the toes, bend the knees a little, look to the space between your thumbs and taking a big step or several little baby steps into that space. Gather some length as you land, and as you exhale, fold and bow, pressing down through the big toe pads, shifting some weight forwards, bringing the hips right over the ankles. Let's take our lotus flower with bent knees or straight legs. Take an in-breath, rising all the way up to standing. Good. And as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart. Feet are together, insides of big toes are touching. As you inhale, let's rise onto the tiptoes, sending our lotus mudra up to the sky. And as you exhale, bring the heels down and sit down into chair pose, bringing the lotus mudra in front of the heart. Inhale, coming all the way up onto tiptoes, rising, sending your mudra to the sky. And exhale, sitting back down, Utkatasana, shift the pelvis back a bit so you can see your toes. Good, once more, inhale, rising. Exhale, grounding. Good, keeping this position in Utkatasana chair pose. Bring the hands together in prayer, take an in-breath. And on the exhale, bring your left elbow to the outside of right knee. Make a little fist with your left hand and press your right hand down onto it. So you've got a little bit of leverage to lift your belly off your thighs and spin your right shoulder over your left. Keep the knees together. Don't let that left knee pop forwards. Keep drawing the outer left hip back. Take an in-breath to center and exhale, twisting out to the other side. Good. Really pressing down into the soft fist of your right hand. Take an in-breath back to center. And on the exhale, let's spill over the legs into a forward fold. Inhale, coming up halfway. On no breath, stepping back to the top of a push-up. And exhale, knees, chest and chin if you like, or Chaturanga Dandasana, hover. Inhale to cobra or upward dog. Lovely. And exhale, taking your time, making your way to downward dog. I'm going to stay here for 3 full breaths. Breathing in for 1 and exhale. Breathing in for 2 and exhale. Really spread the fingers. Work to root the roots of your fingers down and lift out of your wrists. Great. On your next inhale, rise on your tiptoes, look forwards, and step your right foot forwards, then your left foot. Look out with a flat back, and exhale, and fold in deeply towards your shins, making a lotus mudra with your hands coming up with bent knees or straight legs. Take an in-breath,
reach all the way up. And on the exhale, draw the hands back down, folding back over the thighs. Inhale, coming up halfway. Gather some length. No breath, stepping back to the top of a push-up. And exhale slowly. Take your time. Don't rush your vinyasa. Good. Press the toes, press the pubic bone if you're coming up into cobra, or lift the thighs away from the floor and up dog. And exhaling to downward dog. Good. And three, four breaths here in down dog. Feet hips distance apart. Begin to roll the inner thighs back behind you. Good. Let your heels release down. Keep lifting your armpits and the sides of your waist away from the floor. Almost do that little scoopy movement through the elbows to flare them out to the side and scoop them under so that you create that space between your shoulder blades and into the trapezius muscles at the base of your neck. Take another in-breath there. Rise up onto your toes. Look to the space between your thumbs and left leg steps forwards, followed by the right. Gather some length as you land, and then exhale and fold. Bringing your hands to Lotus Mudra as you inhale, rising with bent knees or straight legs. Good. And on the exhale, we're going to go all the way back down again.
Inhale, halfway up, stepping back on no breath, and exhale. Inhaling to your up dog or cobra, and exhaling to downward facing dog. Feet step together on the midline of the mat, and as you inhale, the right leg lifts to the sky. Spread out your toes. Square the hips, lovely. And squeeze knee to navel, and place your right foot alongside your right thumb. Let's lower the left knee down to the earth. Taking the hands together in Lotus Mudra as you inhale, bringing the hands all the way up. Good. And on the exhale, we're going to take a gentle twist, bringing the left elbow to the right knee, making a fist with the left hand, and again pressing down with your right hand, lifting up with the belly away from your thigh, looking towards that right elbow, but squeezing the shoulders into the back. Lovely twists, everybody. Take an in-breath. Let's come back to crescent lunge with Lotus Mudra. Good. And we're going to take the right hand behind the back of the neck and kind of press the left hand onto your right elbow, taking the forearm down too. Take your left arm out to the side. You okay, Sam? Do you want some extra padding, Sam? Do you want my blanket?
I've got a nice pendulum on me.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's turn the left thumb down and bring the left hand up the back, bringing the arms into Gomukhasana arms. Can't quite reach your fingers yet, then just hold on to your sweater, or if you've got a strap handy, you could use that too. Now, if you're not feeling very strong tonight, stay exactly where you are. If you're feeling a bit off central wobbly, stay right down here. Otherwise, we're going to tuck the back toes under. We're going to lift the back knee off the floor. Swivel it down and bring ourselves into Virabhadrasana 2, keeping Gomukhasana arms. Good. That's it, good. That's it, Julie. Put your back heel down. That's it, good. Take an in-breath, burst the arms open, looking over your right fingers to Virabhadrasana 2. If you're kneeling, you can still do this by just shifting the back shin around and coming into a kneeling version here of Vira 2, if you like. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, let's lean back, reverse warrior. Keep that right knee rolling open to the baby toe, your toes pointing directly forwards. Take an in-breath, coming up and over, making your way back to downward facing dog as you exhale. Good, an optional vinyasa here, so if you've got an abundance of energy tonight, rising up on your toes and waving the heart forwards to the top of a push-up,
and following your breath through the vinyasa if you prefer to wait in down dog or even rest for a few breaths in child's pose, then that's your choice. So make decisions from your intelligent edge as we move through the practice tonight. And then we're all going to meet back in the next breath or two in down dog, doing exactly the same on the other side. So as you inhale, let's take the left leg to the sky, spread out the toes, squeeze the knee to the chest, and place the foot gently down, bringing the right knee down onto your mat, bringing your hands into Lotus Mudra, and as you inhale, rising, reaching up, good. Sinking a little bit with the hips, but not kind of dropping down. You don't want to go to your maximum kind of stretch there by dropping the hips down. Keep a little bit of resistance so you're building strength. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, we're going to move to that twist, bringing your right elbow across to the outside of your left knee. Make a little fist with your right hand and press your left hand onto it. Good. And try to let that twist happen from your navel center, as opposed to shifting the pelvis. What can often happen here when we're twisting is that outer left hip will move out to the side. Keep dropping that left hip slightly in and down if you can. Good. Let's take an in-breath, coming all the way back up to your Lotus Mudra in Crescent Lunge. And then the left arm drops down behind the back of the neck. Encourage it with a little bit of help on the elbow with the right hand. And then the right hand out to shoulder height. Rotate the thumb down and bring the hand up the back. Gomukhasana arms. Good, holding onto your sweater if that's challenging for you to bring the fingers together. And try not to twist the torso. Keep the heart and shoulders facing the front edge of your mat. Tuck under your toes if you're going, bringing yourself up towards standing. Begin to straighten out the back leg and lift up. And then lower the back heel down. Spin the back heel away and revolve your heart towards the right side of your mat, so that you're in Virabhadrasana 2 with Gomukhasana arms. Take an in-breath. Let's burst the arms open. Exhale, leaning back, reverse warrior, opening the right side waist, sorry, the left side waist even, taking an in-breath. And on the exhale, cartwheel the hands over into downward facing dog. Your choice once again. Vinyasa or no vinyasa, whatever feels like it's going to be helpful for you to keep centered, keep a steady rhythm of your breath, and listen to how your body is moving and how you're feeling as you flow. And trying to find a balance between doing some work and creating balance, strength, a little bit of warmth in the body, but not exerting yourself so that the breath becomes labored. Great. As you next inhale, let's take the right leg back to the sky. Squeeze knee to chest and place the foot. Anchor back heel down onto the earth. As you inhale with Lotus Mudra coming up to Virabhadrasana 1. Good. Inhale. As you reach the top, draw the tail in. Everything nice and square to the front of your mat. And on the exhale, pull your mudra down in front of your heart. Spin your heart to the left. Spin out the back heel and open the arms out to Virabhadrasana 2. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, reverse warrior, sliding your left hand down towards your left ankle. But keep pushing that right shin bone forwards though. Lovely. Take an in-breath. On the exhale, right elbow to right thigh or right hand down on the inside of the right ankle and reach your left hand straight up to the sky so we've got that lovely long line again, wrist to wrist. Good. If you've got your hand on the floor, press your arm against your inner knee to roll it open and resist with the inner knee so that you're creating some strength in that inner thigh. Lovely. Well done, everybody. Draw the shoulders into the back so they're not hunching up. Good. Take an in-breath. Let's come all the way back up. Virabhadrasana 2. Good. And on the exhale,
We're going to take the right hand down to the outside edge of the foot, baby toe side. Slide it forward. You can let your left hand rest on your hip or on your waist. And then stepping up to Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. If you're using a block, you're going to keep hold of your block in your hand and you're going to make a transfer in a second. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, lower the back foot down, coming through a wide stance like a little crab in the middle of your mat. Take your block, switch hands, revolve your feet, and come into Ardha Chandrasana to the back of your mat over your left leg. Good, we're going to do that a few times so you'll get used to it. Okay, take an in-breath. On the exhale, stepping back, coming into your crab position. Switch your block, if you're using it, back to the front of the mat. Back into Ardha Chandrasana, over the right foot. Radiate through your left, take an in-breath. Exhale, back we go again. To the back of the mat, spinning the feet like a little crab. Over the left leg, Ardha Chandrasana. Good, take your time. Good, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, coming back. Back around to the front, good. Ardha Chandrasana again, over the right leg. I'm gonna offer you an option here. If you would like to, you can squeeze your left heel in and take your left hand onto your left ankle. Begin to kick the heel away so you open the body a bit like a bow pose. Good. And if you're doing that comfortably and you want to then bring your right hand up away from the floor onto the heart space, then go ahead. Good. Well done. Take an in-breath. Open out. And as you exhale, let's step back through a lunge into downward facing dog. Good, we get to do that again on the other side. So as you inhale, let's take the left leg up to the sky. Squeeze knee to chest and place the foot. Good, anchor the back heel down. Lotus mudra, taking an in-breath, rising up. And as you exhale, draw your lotus mudra down in front of your heart, spin your feet, and open out to warrior two. Good. Draw the tail in towards the pubic bone, lengthen the tail down so that there's no kind of collapsing pelvises tilting forwards too much. That's it. Take an in-breath, leaning back to your reverse warrior, and as you exhale, elbow to thigh, or hand to the inside of your left ankle, one long span, wrist to wrist. Good. Lovely. And breathe gently. Feel as though you're resisting with that right inner thigh. Lift it away from the floor so that not everything is diving forwards and all the weight is totally on that left leg. Distribute it between the front and back leg evenly if you can. Good. Take an in-breath, coming all the way back up, Virabhadrasana 2. And as you exhale, coming all the way forwards, bringing your left hand to the baby toe side of left foot and stepping up into Ardha Chandrasana. Good. Really radiate through that right foot, spread it out and lift from the right inner thigh rather than lifting from the outer thigh. Spread out your right toes. Take an in-breath, bring your block with you. As you step back through a crab position, swivel your feet and come into Ardha Chandrasana at the back of your mat, over the right leg. Good. Take an in-breath, stepping back, swiveling through your little crab, come down quite low if you can, and then make the transition. That's it, good. Back to the front of the mat. Take your time, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, coming back again, over the right leg at the back of your mat, that's it, nice little crab positions, well done. Good. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, back to the front of your mat. We're going to hold it here in this one for a few breaths,
So back over your left leg. When you get balanced, make sure that you press down through the pad of your left big toe. So it shifts your hip over. If you did so on the first time and you want to squeeze that right heel in and grab a hold of the toes of the ankle, then go for it. Good. Lovely. And if you have that quite comfortably and you don't want to bring your left hand onto your heart, even if it's just a quick touch, go for it. That's it. Well done. Take an in-breath, let's open out. And as you exhale, step back and take the hands down through downward facing dog. And again, your choice. Staying here, child's pose, or flowing through a vinyasa with the wave of your breath. And all of us meeting in downward facing dog again.
Great. So as you next inhale, let's take the right leg to the sky, spread the toes out, squeeze knee to the chest, place the foot, anchor the back heel. Here we go again, the same as before initially. As you inhale, you're rising Virabhadrasana 1. Exhaling and opening Virabhadrasana 2. Straighten the front leg, take an in-breath, and on the exhale, Trikonasana, hand to the shin or above the knee, hand to a block on the inside of the leg or on the outside, or you can take your fingertips to the earth. But spinning the belly chest up to the sky as the shoulders draw down into the back. Take an in-breath, soften the knee, coming all the way back up, and you're going to spin your feet around, bring the hands to Lotus Mudra in front of the heart. Spin your feet around to the back of the mat, shorten your stance a little bit, so step your right foot in, just a tad, good. Take an in-breath, bring the arms all the way up through your Lotus Mudra, offering again to the sky. And as you exhale, you're bringing your left thumb into your left hip crease and drawing it back. And bringing your right hand onto your left knee or onto the foot or onto the inside. Or you might even have a block on the big toe side of your left foot. Or it can go to the outside edge of your left foot. Good. So we're rotating the heart around to the left in revolving Trikonasana. So keep drawing that hip slightly back. Good, well done everybody. Begin to draw that left hip up and back behind you. Spin the heart a little bit more, lengthen the crown away from the tail. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, slightly derotate, bringing both hands down onto the floor, either side of that left foot, and you're going to step up into a standing split, taking that right leg straight up to the sky. Good. Take your time. If you need to slide your hands further away, or if you're feeling very steady tonight, you might be able to walk them in a little bit closer, maybe even take that left hand behind the back of the left shin. Maybe even the right hand wants to go behind the back of the left shin too. Good. Good. Lovely. But wherever you are, keep that right leg lifting nice and strongly and powerfully, spreading out your right toes. Great. Take an in-breath. And keep that leg lifting. And make sure that your right wrist is underneath your right shoulder. And you're going to take your left hand up to the sky, coming into Parvarita Ardha Chandrasana, revolving half moon. So keep powerfully lifting through the right leg, squeeze up through the inner thighs, and spin your heart. Good, well done. Great. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, you can bring your left hand down to your left hip, squeeze your right knee in behind your left knee, bend your knees and come down to sit on your mat into a half spinal twist. So your left leg is on the top. You can straighten out your right leg if you'd like. And you're hooking your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. And let's bring the hands into Lotus Mudra again in front of the heart. Good. And just breathing gently. For those who are practicing with their arm balances and you would like to move into the kind of Kundanyasana half crow variation here, then feel free to do exactly that if you'd like to. Just wiggling that right elbow onto the middle outer edge of your left thigh, and bring the hands down shoulder width apart on the floor. Rock yourself forwards. Sit. Good. Look forwards, extend the heart forwards, lift up through your navel. Good. Keep squeezing the legs initially, and when you have your balance, lovely, fantastic. When you have your balance, then begin to extend your right leg up to the sky. That's it. Good. Well done. That was great. Kind of, it feels like it's going up to the sky. Yeah. Good. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's take a little derotate around to the other side. Good. Good. And then coming back to center, and you're going to sweep that left leg directly back behind you into the center of the room, bringing yourself into pigeon pose over your right leg. Good. And you can take whatever version of pigeon pose might be calling you. So you could do a regular upright pigeon pose. You can fold forwards and do a sleeping pigeon pose. Good. If you wanted to do a twisting pigeon pose, that's okay too. A few different options there. Just stay here for a few breaths. You want to pulse and fold up and down, then that's a nice thing to do too. And then from wherever position you're in, slide your hands back alongside your knees, tuck your back toes under. You're going to do one great big push and extend that left leg straight back to the sky into a three-legged downward dog. Good, lovely, straight back. That's it, good. That's it, lovely. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, let's lower that foot down to the floor. And your choice again, child's pose, down dog, or moving through a vinyasa. But this time, if you're opting for a vinyasa, when you come all the way down onto your belly, stay there. Interlace your fingers behind your back and push your knuckles towards your heels. Press your pubic bone down. Extend your toes away from your tail and begin to lift the legs nice and strongly, keeping them straight. Lift the heart, then lift the hands away from your bum and push them back towards your heels. Good. So the legs are lifted too, just flying on your pubic bone like a little locust. Salabhasana. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, gently release and lower. Hands back alongside the chest. And you can press up through all fours and back to downward dog, or feel free to take cobra or off dog on route if you'd like. Good, and all meeting again in downward dog, and we're going to come back the other way this time. Good. So taking your left leg up to the sky as you inhale. Squeeze left knee to the chest and place the foot. Good. Anchor the back heel. Inhale, rising up, Virabhadrasana, one. Good. And exhale, draw the hands down through the heart and open out to the sides of the hands into Virabhadrasana, two. Inhale, straighten the front leg and exhale, Trikonasana. And breathe gently.
Take an in-breath, coming all the way up. Great. And bring the hands to the heart, spin the feet all the way to the front of the mat. You might want to slide that back foot in just a little bit. Good. Take an in-breath, reach the hands all the way up to the sky. And on the exhale, the right hand into the right hip crease. Draw it back and bring your left hand down onto right leg or onto the floor, either side of the foot. But keep that right hip drawing up and back into space as you extend and lengthen your crown away and spin your heart to the right. Good. Squeeze the kneecaps up, spread out the toes. Squeeze the inner thighs together. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, slightly derotate. Take the hands forward and step up into a standing split. Taking that left leg straight up to the sky. You can either do that with square hips or you can externally open the hip if you like. If you want to explore the balance a little bit more, then feel free to walk the hands in and take one hand or both hands behind the back of the right shin. Well done. Take an in-breath. Walk the hands out slightly, but keep that left leg lifted. And you're going to make sure that your left wrist is underneath your left shoulder. And then begin to take your right hand up to the sky as you spin your heart open. To the right. Good. Keep lifting through the left heel. Spread out your left toes. Good. Squeeze from your navel. Well done, everybody. It's a trickier pose to do. Brilliant. Take an in-breath. And on the exhale, let's bring the right hand to the hip. Squeeze left knee into the back of the right knee. And come down to sit on your mat into a half spinal twist. Right hand behind the hip and taking your left elbow over the right thigh or knee and either keeping the hands exactly where they are or bring the hands into Lotus Mudra. And then if you were wanting to do a little bit of flying, feel free to shift your weight forwards and coming into the arm balance if you're heading there. Keep looking forwards, keep lifting through the navel. Good. Good. That's it. Lovely. Squeeze from the navel. That's it. Fantastic. Well done. Coming down, let's take a little derotate, spin around to the other side. And then coming back to center, and we're going to take that right leg all the way to the back of the mat now, coming into Raja Kapotasana, pigeon pose over your left leg. And again, any variation of pigeon that is working for you, but trying to keep your hips square. So feeling as though the left outer thigh is stuck in something sticky, but you're trying to pull it in towards you. And as you roll that left side of your hip down towards the earth. A pulsing pigeon, a sleeping pigeon, a twisting pigeon, whatever feels good for you. But just taking a few breaths there and breathing into any resistance. Great. And then on your next in-breath, let's tuck the back toes under and you're going to sweep that left leg straight back up to the sky to a three-legged down dog. Good. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, lower the foot down. So we're in a stable downward facing dog now. And again, your choice, pause, down dog, or moving through a vinyasa. But when you get down onto your belly, if you're flowing, then we're going to take full bow pose. Full bow pose, so squeeze the heels in towards your bum. Grab a hold of your trouser leg, your ankles. Good. And if that's not an option for you, you can do the locust pose that we did just beforehand, where we keep the legs stretching out and interlace the fingers behind your bum. So bringing yourself up into bow pose by pressing the pubic bone down, pressing the knees down, kicking the heels away from your bum and lifting your heart, and then powering up the legs to the sky. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, gently release, hands alongside the chest, and we're going to press back to downward facing dog. Good, well done. Rising up on your toes. As you inhale, looking forwards to the space between your thumbs, and floating, stepping, baby stepping into that space with both feet. Good. Take an in-breath, look forwards, and exhale, fold in tight. Lotus Mudra, as you inhale, rising all the way up to the sky, taking your hands above the head. And as you exhale, bring the Lotus Mudra back down in front of your heart. Great. As you inhale, we're going to take the arms all the way up, coming into Lakshmi Namaskar now, taking an in-breath. And on the exhale, burst the arms open, interlace the fingers behind your back, and fold and bow, bringing the arms overhead. Good. As you inhale, we're going to take the left leg even, and step it straight back behind you. Take your hands forwards onto the floor and lower your back knee down. As you inhale, rising with Lotus Mudra and Crescent Lunge. And on the exhale, stepping back to Downward Facing Dog. Inhaling, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, all the way down onto your belly. Either that locust position again, or grabbing hold of the outside edges of your feet or ankles. Inhaling to Dhanurasana, bow pose. And exhale, let's press back with toes tucked under to an extended down dog. Inhaling, two downward dog. And exhale, release the knees down to the floor. Keep the toes tucked. And take your hands back onto your heels. As you inhale, coming up, keeping a hold of your heels, burst the hips forwards and open into Ustrasana, camel pose. If that's too intense, you can just bring your hands onto your sacrum from just in kind of kneeling position. Good. Sometimes it's hard to keep hold of the ankles when you do that maneuver. Take an in-breath, coming all the way up. Take the hands forwards and downward facing dog. Inhale, way forwards, top of a push-up. And exhale all the way down to your belly. Squeeze your heels in. Take a hold of the inside of your ankles or the inside of the arches of the feet. As you inhale, coming up into Dhanurasana, bow pose. And exhale, release and find child's pose. Inhaling, slithering through to cobra or up dog. And exhale, rocking back again to tuck under your toes and find your heels. As you inhale, burst the arms open. The heart open even rather than the arms. Good. Take an in-breath from Ustrasana, coming up. And exhaling, downward facing dog. That was one round of Lakshmi Namaskar. We're just going to do one more with the other side. Good. So rising onto your toes. As you inhale, step your right foot forwards between your hands, followed by your left. Fold and bow. Lotus Mudra at the heart as you inhale, rising. Gentle arc. And on the exhale, burst the arms open, interlace the fingers in the other awkward interlace, and fold and bow over the legs, bringing the arms overhead into Uttanasana.
Good. Release the hands, sliding your right leg directly back behind you, lowering the right knee down onto the earth. Lotus Mudra as you inhale, rising into crescent lunge with Lotus Mudra. Good. And exhaling, taking the hands down, downward facing dog. Inhaling, waving forwards, top of a push-up. And exhale all the way down to your belly. Inhaling, squeezing the heels in for taking hold of the outside edges of your ankles for bow pose. Good. And on the exhale, rocking back to child's pose with toes tucked under or not if you want to go a bit deeper. Good. Shift the hands forwards as you inhale, come back to downward facing dog. And exhale, lower the knees down, back onto your mat, toes tucked or not, and reach back and grab hold of your ankles. Good. If you can't quite keep the hands connected to your feet and burst open, then just coming up through kneeling and taking the hands onto the sacrum, otherwise bursting open. Pushing the pelvis forwards, lifting the heart up, lifting the navel up to help you get some lift out of the back bend. Good. Take an in-breath, coming all the way up through center, placing the hands down, downward facing dog. Great. Inhale, waving forwards, top of a push-up. Exhale all the way down to your belly. Heels are coming in, we're grabbing the insides of the feet or ankles. Inhaling to Dhanurasana, bow pose. And exhale, gently release and rock back to child's pose. Slithering through to find cobra or upward facing dog. And then back to child's pose, grabbing a hold of your ankles again or coming straight up to kneeling. As you inhale, burst open to camel pose, Ustrasana. Lovely, lift the heart, everyone. Be mindful not to just dump the head back. Good. And exhale, downward facing dog. Good, well done. Take a couple of regular breaths there in downward dog. We've got one more little sequence to go, and we're going to introduce a new pose into this. And it's got a great name. It's called Kapinjalasana, and it means partridge. And I just discovered this pose just the other day. So it's a fun pose to do, and we've got lots of nice space in the heart and around the shoulders now to have a go. So as you next inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky. Knee to chest and place the foot. Anchor the back knee down. Inhaling your Lotus Mudra, rising as an offering. And exhaling, folding into Ardha Hanumanasana over the right leg. So straighten out the right leg as much as feels good for you. Point the toes to the face. And you can pulse up and down a little bit if you like. Great. Now just be mindful if you have knee issues here. We're coming in towards Ardha Virasana. So I'm just going to flip legs and do it on this side. Good. So take an in-breath, and as you exhale, walk your hands back and rock your hips back so that you come down to sit on the inside of your left leg. Good. And if that isn't feeling so great, flip the heel around so that you're coming into more of a Janushirasana with the left foot on the inside of your right leg. Great. So let's bring the hands into Lotus Mudra. Turn around. Good. Take an in-breath and bring the hands all the way up. Draw the navel in. Press both sit bones down. Squeeze that left inner ankle towards the outer left hip. An in-breath, and on the exhale, gently release the hands down. You're going to bend your right knee in towards your chest. Take hold of the foot with both hands. Good. And then extending that leg up into heron pose, crouch asana. You can keep the knee slightly bent if you'd prefer to. Spread out the toes, lift up the heart, and rock more towards the front of the sitting bones. And again, mirroring that shape of our lotus flower with the shape of our body.
Good.
Take an in-breath, and on the exhale, very gently release that foot down to the floor. And you're either going to bring that right heel in towards the groin, or if you're feeling a bit more spacious in the hips, you can bring the heel up into the left hip crease and come into a half lotus position. Good. We're going to take the right hand behind the right hip and bring the left hand across towards the right knee. And just spinning the heart around to the right. If you've got the half lotus variation, if you want to take a little bind, so you can wiggle your right fingers around and grab hold of the toe. And then keep the heart moving to the right, but turn to look over your left shoulder. Great. Looking forwards, take an in-breath. And on the exhale, gently release. We're going to extend that right leg back out. And this is where this funky new pose comes in, okay? So I'm going to just show you on the other side because it's slightly easier, a bit warmer on the other side. So I'll do it like this, on this way so you can see. So I'm clasping hold of my left ankle. I'm taking my right hand just behind me, and I'm rolling out a little bit onto the outer edge of my right leg. I'm going to press down, and press up. Draw the hips forwards, the heart forwards, and take the back leg back. Okay? So it's a bit of a cross between bow pose and Vashistasana, those arm balances that we were doing last week. So the trickiest bit is finding the balance. The actual shape, after all the work we've done tonight, isn't too tricky because we've all done bow pose, we've done lots of back bends. So that shouldn't be too tricky, but it's finding the balance. So you have to really be mindful to push the front of your pelvis forwards and the heart forwards. If you don't do that, you'll go backwards, okay? So let's have a go. So we're going to take a hold of the left foot with your left hand. Take your right hand just directly back behind you. Roll a little bit onto the outside edge of the right leg, and then you kind of have to push up, so you kind of lift off. That's it, good. That's it, that's the hardest bit, getting up off the floor. That's it. Yes. Okay. Yay, that's it. Yeah, yeah, you could just let go of the leg for a second, and then push up, and then take it back, yeah. Okay, good. Let's gently release and lower. Good. Let's extend that. Oh, no, let's not do that. Let's bend the right knee and come forwards. Good. And step back to a three-legged downward dog, taking the right leg up to the sky. And then finding an even downward facing dog. And taking your left leg up to the sky. Good. Place the foot between the hands, lower the back knee. Good. And as you inhale, lotus mudra, as you inhale to crescent lunge. And as you exhale, bringing the hands down, an Ardha Hanumanasana, so straightening out your left leg, hands either side. Good. Pointing the toes back towards your face as you rock the hips back a little bit. Good, and you can do a pulsing variation there if you would like to. Great. And then from there, as you next inhale, just very gently rocking yourself all the way back into Ardha Virasana. So again, if it's not comfortable, swing that right heel around into Janushirasana leg instead. Let's take the hands into Lotus Mudra, take an in-breath and bring the hands all the way up. And exhale, bring the hands all the way down. Gonna bring the left knee into the chest, whoops. Take the hands around the sole of the foot and begin to lift that leg out. Spread out your toes, squeeze the shoulders down into the back, into heron pose. Keep the heart lifted. You can micro bend the knee a little bit if you need to. Good. Keep the heart lifted so we don't kind of sink down and close inwards. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, very gently lower that leg down. We're going to bring the heel in just towards the groin, so the outer edge of your left leg is on the floor, or you can bring that heel up onto the right hip crease. And you're going to bring your right hand over towards your left knee, your left hand behind your back. Spin the heart to the left, turning to look towards your right. Or you can do the little bind if you would like to have a go at that. Taking your left hand behind you to find your left toes. Good. Take an in-breath and on the exhale, gently come back to center. We're going to extend that leg all the way back out. And take a hold of, this is where our little partridge pose comes back into play. So you're going to take hold of your right foot with your right hand, left hand back behind you. Roll a little bit over to the outside of the leg. And then push up. Oh, sorry, my foot just slipped off my mat. And pushing all the way up. That's it. Good. Good. Yeah, it's a bit tough. Great. And then when you're ready, bringing yourself down, let's come onto the sitting bones. Extend both legs ahead. Bend the knees and place the soles of the feet on the floor. Hands just gently behind the hips. Sensitive wrists, fingers turn out. Otherwise, fingers pointing forwards towards your hips and heels. As you inhale, let's press up to tabletop position. Looking towards your knees or looking up to the sky, but not dumping your head back. Take an in-breath there, and on the exhale, gently begin to lower all the way down. We're going to come forwards now, if we can, cross your ankles and roll over into coming into downward facing dog. And then from here, let's bring the knees down onto the floor and we're going to come into full Virasana. So if you know already that your knees are bothered by this pose, then you can take any other comfortable seated position if you would prefer. Otherwise, the knees, the knees stay together, the ankles part out a little bit and you rock back and sit down into the space between your ankles. You can use some elevation, a block or a blanket underneath your hips if you're feeling some resistance there. Good. But if it's really not nice for knees, any other comfortable seated position is fine. And let's bring our hands back into Lotus Mudra. Just closing the eyes. Just as the hands open, so does our heart space through all the back bends that we've been moving with tonight. So into this space where love lives and we open up to receptivity and the principle that we will be given all that we need in abundance. So just allowing yourself to recall that one quality that you placed in your mudra at the top of our practice tonight. And with your heart open now, know that you can open your heart and through this mudra receive this quality and so much more. Allowing yourself to open up to receiving, opening your heart and melting away any fear and doubt, and instead developing trust. Taking a couple more breaths here as we honor the goddess Lakshmi with our open hearts, open to receiving all that we need in abundance. And then very gently opening your eyes, and the choice is yours really. If you would like to do any inversion for a couple of minutes, a shoulder stand, headstand, forearm balance, whatever you would like to do, or just work towards a headstand, if you want to do anything like that, feel free to take a few moments to work with that. And of course, if you do a shoulder stand, just make sure you do fish pose directly after it so that you counterbalance the position of the neck. If you are all done, then come down onto your back, grab your warmer layers, and make yourself comfortable for Shavasana. But if you're the only one doing any kind of inversion, don't let that put you off. Do, you know, listen to your body and do what you're being called to do.
Heart to be open, shoulders receiving. Back to your breath, back to your heart space. Heart expanding as you inhale, softening as you exhale. The whole body beginning to come back into this space slowly and gently. Visualize the room in your mind's eye and become familiar again with your surroundings, familiar with how your body is feeling, how your breath is moving, noticing any subtle shifts in comparison to the inquiry at the beginning of the class. And then beginning to make soft movements into your toes, into your fingers, rolling the head, the arms and the legs, and beginning to stretch, yawn, sigh, move in any way that feels good for you. And then when you're ready, roll to your right side and bring yourself up and around to sit in a comfortable seated position. Let's rest the backs of our hands onto our legs. Palms facing upwards.
slightly unfurled with the fingers so that our palms are open and receptive. With your eyes closed, just bringing awareness to your heart space. Beginning to imagine the bud of a lotus flower in your heart. Every time you inhale, the flower opens a little bit more until it finally and completely opens and can absorb the full sunlight into itself. It allows itself to be filled with light, spaciousness, warmth, love, desire and joy, receiving all these positive qualities in abundance. See that image of your heart gently unfurling, gently opening to the positive abundance of energy around you. Just allow yourself, just like that lotus flower, to absorb the full light. Bringing our hands into Lotus Mudra for the final time. I'd love us to chant together the pranava Om 3 times, followed by dedication of peace with Shanti to close our practice. Taking a deep breath in. Praise, thanks, and gratitude for all that we receive in abundance. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.